Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As a leading manifestation advisor with a process that's, well, radically different from the old New Age model, mine is rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and my energetic gifts. Therefore, I created this podcast to help you expand your subconscious limiting beliefs about the potential of deserving the manifestations you're calling in. In each episode, we'll walk through my expanders, a term in my manifestation formula signaling the people that already embody, have, or are successful in what we are looking to call in. These are the people that we witness through our mirror neurons on a subconscious level that expand us into knowing that our manifestations are possible as well. Especially when we hear about their background, their upbringing, their trials and tribulations, and any of their pitfalls that they had to experience along the way. Therefore, you're tuning into this podcast series to show your subconscious that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, you've already started the process of manifesting it. If you enjoy this episode, please leave us our review, comment, and share it with your fellow manifestor that's struggling or could really benefit from the information that you're about to learn. Welcome back, guys. So most of you are super deep in the 30-day daily reprogramming challenge that we're all doing, which we're doing through the Formula Magnetism Workshop because we have already all set our intentions through that step-by-step process of how to manifest and call in your intentions in 2019. And of course, if you're just tuning in now, there has been a code given. It's a gift. I always do a gift every year for my community just to thank you guys for showing up and doing the work and really investing in yourselves. I'm so grateful to watch that and watch the testimonials and results that lift all of us up and create all of our magnetism. And that code is UPGRADE, UPGRADE, for $100 off that workshop. That's something we never do throughout the year. So this is just our holiday gift. And of course, we're doing it this early in November because everybody knows who's done this workshop. Calling in's the easiest part. It's actually following the rest of the steps and unblocking to clear the way for your manifestations to come through that takes time. So our team wanted to start this in November so we could really do the deep digging to get rid of those blocks so we can actually kick off 2019 with magnetism and hoping to connect with those manifestations. So that's for you. So you're deep in the daily reprogramming challenge. And so all month long of November, we're talking about triggers. And a really important trigger that I want to talk about today is envy. Envy is so important because a lot of us in Western societies were taught such inadequate programming around envy. When you are, and so just to clarify, jealousy is when we're afraid we'll lose something that we already have, right? So that's like us getting jealous if someone's talking to our partner because, oh my God, they could be better and we could lose our partner. So that's jealousy. We're actually talking about envy. And envy is actually wanting something that somebody has that you don't think you can get or obtain. And it's so not true. So the only reason why the universe would put things in our life that make us feel envious, that make us feel triggered when we see them, is because they're reflecting back to us that such is possible for us. It's simple, simple shadow work. It's the positive projection. So when you are scrolling through Instagram or social media or somebody in your world or, you know, somebody that has everything you want, there's, you know, they look the way you want to look. Maybe they come from wealth because you want to be successful. and you just cannot, you're just green in the face when you're around them, or you're so triggered. What we need to reframe that's going on there is you're actually witnessing an expander. There's a great post on this called Envy on the blog. So I would Google that, Envy on, you know, the blog, and read it, because it gives you kind of steps to go through how to unpack it a little bit, so that you can get very clear of what you're witnessing that you actually want in them and how you can put those steps into your life right now. So that is the big one that I'm encouraging everybody this weekend who's, you know, doing their days of the daily reprogramming to really, really get present with who is triggering envy in your life. You know, take yourself on Instagram if you need to. I'm sure people come to mind right now while I'm talking that make you just feel so envious. And you can tell that you're envious when you're triggered, because there are only three reasons why we ever try to bring someone down, we speak badly about them, or we judge them. There's only three reasons. And number one is we're envious. So it's that they encompass or have something that we desire we don't think we can have, which is untrue. We can have anything we want. Two, we're fearful of them or it, whatever we're judging or trying to bring down or projecting on. I would call out culture as a great example of this. So we're fearful. Or three, we have shadow about it, meaning that we've rejected those aspects of ourselves within our shadow. And therefore, because we weren't lovable, or we witnessed that we wouldn't be lovable if we inhabited that, or if we were anything like that, or we could never achieve that, we judge it, you know, and we lash out at it. So really, really looking at any of those feelings you have coming up in your life and taking those through the daily reprogramming exercise. Most importantly, for those of you who are doing the formula magnetism, calling in your intentions right now for 2019 and really following that manifestation process, I want you to look at what you have on your list and very clearly look at it and see, do I feel like this isn't obtainable? Does somebody have this in my life that I witness that just makes me seething and green? That's where you're going to want to use the daily reprogramming, which is included in that workshop, to go through and unblock it. Because if you have that envy standing in your way, what you're projecting, what you're literally on a subconscious level projecting to the universe is, I don't believe I'm worthy of it. I can't have it, and I'm not expanded enough for it. So that's why the universe has literally sent these into your life, because the universe's only intention for all of us is to grow back into our most whole, worthy versions of self. So why we feel things coming into our life that don't make us feel good, they're literally mirrors that are inviting us. This is why the whole think positive model isn't really accurate, is because the universe sends us mirrors, they're blocks, they're triggers that come to mirror back to us where we aren't whole. We were whole when we were born, but through, you know, childhood, adolescence, early adulthood, we receive pain, shame, shadow, not good enough labels that made us build up this onion layer that I talk about all the time. And so that's why this whole process of manifestation is peeling back that layer to get back into your authenticity. So it is so important when you're working through the formula magnetism for these things that you're wanting to manifest in 2019, that you do not have triggered envy standing in your way. Start to thank the people in your world that show up, that make you seethe with green. They are your gift. It's literally the universe gifting you with expanders. So when we get all those emails that are like, I can't find expanders, I don't think I have expanders. If you're feeling any envy, you have some expanders in your life. So it's really, really reconfiguring the lens that we're looking through. And the last little note I want to make is manifestation is a practice. You're going to hear me continue to kind of beat this into everybody. For the people who are feeling stuck or they're not manifesting, if you just have a toe dipped in and you're just like, I did 2 days of reparent and I'm not manifesting. Manifestation is a practice. It's a practice like yoga. It's a practice like developing music skills. It's a practice like neuroplasticity. It takes reinforcement. It takes learning how to dance with those energetics through the formula of magnetism so that it becomes second nature enough that you no longer really have to do the work unless you're activated or unless you need an expander. When you're so keyed into the process, you'll know exactly what tool to take out of the tool belt. So we're really, really hammering in the practice. That's why we make and create any content for you, because we want to see every person manifesting. So that's why we have the practice on the front of the blog that literally walks you through the free content that we put out all week that you should check into. So for instance, this last week on Monday, I wrote a whole post on how to navigate this Venus in retrograde. A lot of us are having a lot of blasts from the past pop up, exes, or they're in our mind, or they're in our world. And I give you an incredible little way to deal with those triggers, because it's not that you're kismetly supposed to be with them. That's not what's going on there. The universe is asking you to reconnect with that old version of you and to work through that old version of you. So go check out that blog post on Tuesday. We had a testimonial. We have them every Tuesday for people to continue to feel expanded and see what's possible that have been using this work. So go check that out on Instagram. Wednesday, one of our newest series that we have by Kate on the team is called Literally Fuck That. And so what she's writing about is, I always say in my process, you can't manifest health, because I've never learned how to do it. So it's not something I would ever teach unless I have it so down pat that it works every time. And I've tested it out on a ton of people. But what she goes to talk about for any of you guys who are suffering with autoimmune or unexplained health that can't seem to heal, she's a great post on it about how to actually deal with the shadows and the labels of feeling unhealthy. It's a really great new series for manifestation to help all of you guys. So go check that out. And then enjoy this podcast. Keep binging, keep sharing, and keep your practice up. I swear to God, this stuff works. I would not be basing my whole life on it if it didn't. So we're so happy to have you here. Enjoy this episode. So today's episode is a little bit different. So every 2 weeks, I have a class I teach digitally, and it's called Supported. And so it's a place we kept getting all of these questions about manifestation that I couldn't respond to, and I couldn't really disconnect or turn off ever from social media. So we thought, oh, these are such great questions. Why don't we turn it into a class where literally thousands of people can benefit from the answers? And so you'll find that in Supported. And what we wanted to do was share it today with the community who's like, what does it even sound like? Or what is it like? Or how do you interact with it? So we did a live taping today of Supported. And what that is everybody's questions that they're having during their process or manifestation or anything to do with this process of manifestation. And I go through and answer them all for an hour. And they're incredibly beneficial for taking this process way deeper and making it second nature much quicker, becoming flowy magnetic more often. So go ahead and kick back, enjoy a lot of manifestation content and answers, and drop us a line for whatever questions you have. Welcome to the Expanded Podcast. Today, we're going to do something different that I thought could be really fun for all of the new people joining in and all of the people who are currently here. We have a class that I teach every 2 weeks called Supported. And we started that because we were getting so many questions. And I was like, whoa, why should one person benefit from this answer when everybody can? So we wanted to give you guys a taste of it today to kind of see what it's like inside of there. So Lila's being generous enough to ask your questions that you guys have sent in, and I'm just going to channel and answer them for you. So this will be a really fun podcast where you're going to get a ton of manifestation info. So kick back and enjoy.
All right. So we'll start with the first question. There are many things that light me up, and I have way too many things I want to manifest at one time. What is a good workshop for getting clear on what the priority is?
Well, the really important thing to know is that you can make, and I think we even have a post on this, but you can make a list. So when you're in the Formula and Magnetism workshop that teaches you the step-by-step of how to manifest, it teaches you how to call in the list properly. And the good thing is you can make a list, like it can be 4 pages long if you're following that format, or if you're a non-specific manifester, the list can still be in play. You're just asking for the core sort of things you need. Like I'll let Lila explain that for a second, because she's a non-specific. And what we're referring to, you can watch in the past Supported videos, is our episode with Jenna Zoe in Human Design. Your chart tells you if you're non-specific or specific. Tell us about non-specific, what that means for core.
Sure. So really, I've decided it's been kind of a journey figuring out this non-specific manifesting. But what I've figured out is that I just need to have the core value of what I want, whether it's like a long pea coat or, you know, a job that gives me flexibility. But I've let go of that control of needing to, you know, decide what color it is or like where it is and all these different really specific aspects, and just kind of letting that be. And then whatever does come in usually is exactly what I've been envisioning. Or if I haven't had like a clear idea of what color it is, it comes and I love the color that it has come as, yeah. For example. So just kind of letting go of the need to write down every little specific thing and just having one clear idea of the core of what I'm manifesting.
Yeah. Even Jenna, she was telling me exactly what Lila's saying, a story yesterday when we were doing this video with her and Dara, that she knew she wasn't thriving on her Pluto line in London. So she just knew she wanted to move. She knew she wanted it to be warm. She knew that she wanted to be really happy and peaceful there and do the things she likes, but she didn't have details. Whereas on the Formula Magnetism workshop, I am a specific. So I teach people to call in like down to the details of core wants. But if you're non-specific, you don't have to. That's a little bit of a segue. If you're the person who's calling in, you know that there's a lot of things you want to call in. You can put them all on one list. You can totally have 3 to 4 pages of lists. There's some posts, they're back posts on the blog, and you can Google them, and they're called What Not to Do. And it goes to show what my lists have looked like in the past or there's another series called A Manifested List. So it's like you can actually see examples of my old lists that have manifested. And if you're calling in quite a few things, just slap in, you know, in the Formula of Magnetism, just slap in all the things on 3 pages if you want, 4 pages, whatever. And if you're specific, get really specific about all the stuff that it tells you to do in that first video in the Formula of Magnetism. And if you're non-specific, just generalize it down to more of your core wants and continue through the Formula of Magnetism workshop. But it's totally okay to want a lot of things at once. Also, the workshop teaches you to manifest in micro and really key components to manifestation that are super important. So that's why you'll want to follow that patterning, I guess.
All right. So the next question is, I have a friend who I've been using as an expander, even though she makes me feel bad about myself. She keeps getting the specific things I'm trying to manifest. Is this some kind of test?
No. She's just an expander to show you what's possible. It's the same thing as envy. Whenever we're feeling envy, even through someone who doesn't make us feel good about ourselves, we have 2 awesome opportunities there. Number one, the universe is literally placing somebody in front of us who gets to show and be our expander, who's literally like, they have what we want. We can see to believe that it's possible. So that's one component of the cool thing that's being gifted to you, even though it doesn't feel great. The other second amazing opportunity that I want people to really take this as an opportunity, even if they're not making us feel good, you get to decide if this friend is in your life or not. So if they're making you feel small in any way, or they're blocking your flow, they're narcissistic, they're taking up the space of what a partner would be for you, you get to decide if you want to clear them. I would suggest it. However, before or after you clear them, do the shadow work or the DRE inside of the Formula of Magnetism as to what they're doing that triggers you. The only reason why they would be in your life is to mirror back to you where you're not whole, where you need to literally go through and reprogram on a subconscious level so you stop attracting that. Because if you let that friend go or give an arm's length distance until you've come to a place of such worth around this area that they behave differently to you in your life, whatever you do, if you let them go, but you don't do the work around what's triggering you around them, you're just going to attract another version of that over and over again. The only way to stop attracting that is to do the work. It's also this beautiful little like roadmap or blueprint of what down inside of you needs reprogramming. That's why I always tell people, please don't push away your negative thoughts or your negative emotions like old manifestation rhetoric teaches you. Those are your beautiful little roadmap to be like, work on this. It's a block. It's what's standing in the way of what you want. So it's your expander, and it's who you need to unblock shadow or do the DRE around.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
So what is the energy around procrastination, and how should I deal with it?
Procrastination is just fear. That's all it is. So it's fear that you're not going to perform well, fear that you're not qualified enough, fear that you're not going to do well enough on whatever the thing is. So the really beautiful thing is to start to look through the DRE. What's the fear? Where did you pick that up? It's fear of perfectionism you're dealing with perfectionism and the fear of not being perfect. So you need to pick that particular thing that's triggering you, that's making you like put it off to the last minute. And you need to look at through the DRE, where did you pick up this fear? Because when you unlock that in your life, you're A, going to stop procrastinating, right? When you address your fears, and then B, you'll stop attracting in experiences that are making you procrastinate or making you feel like you need to be a perfectionist rather than things that just are easy and flowy.
Yeah, I'm such a procrastinator, and it's usually the things that matter the most.
Always. I do it with emails. Mm-hmm. Like the people I want to get back to the most, I don't answer them because it's like, I have to make this the most heartfelt, the best perfect email. But it's exactly. Literally the person who's probably feeling the most resentful towards me, and they don't realize it's just my own perfectionism. And that's why it goes to show too, I think, in the world that nobody is good or bad. And I know that that is a very, very... there's a lot of weight and licensing in that, but anybody who does quote unquote bad things or things that offend you, they've either had abuse, there's a brain chemistry imbalance going on there, or a brain, you know, damage going on their brain. Like most people that commit really crazy crimes have had, you know, some sort of brain trauma. Or they're just people who are like afraid of being perfect, or they're triggered, or they're shadowy. And, you know, there's degrees there, but nobody is good or bad. Nothing's good or bad. If we can start to look through that lens in manifestation, we start to manifest a lot quicker and we stop getting triggered as much. So it's like we can unlock our shadow and stuff so much faster, but it's so hard to do. I mean, even this morning, you'll find me being like, fuck that, fuck this. And it's just me not sleeping last night and not being at my highest vibe, not eating well lately. So I don't have all of my foundation and tools keeping me strong. That's a segue, but I think it's a really important thing for people to know.
Absolutely. Okay, fourth question. I have a memory from childhood where I did something bad and I hold a lot of shame. Should I reprogram it like it never happened, or should I reprogram it by giving myself love and support?
You should do give yourself love and support, but the really important thing you're going to have to do eventually, whether with a therapist, whether with people you care about their opinion, you're going to have to own it. You're going to literally have to come out of the closet and fully, fully own it so that you unplug the power from anybody else ever judging you. That's what makes you feel the shame and smallness still. And you're going to have to take that plug and plug it back into yourself where you're like, I fucked up. I did something really bad and I did it because of, you should do the DRE to figure out why you did it. What were the intentions? Were you trying to be seen? Were you getting back at someone who's hurt you when you were little? There's a reason behind it, but then you need to go and own it. Like, I did this. It's a part of who I am. And like, it sucks and fuck it, whatever. But then you will never ever fear people judging you again. You'll no longer have your power cord into needing their acceptance or any of that. And on top of that, you're going to unlock so much. Like, I literally, it's energetically this because you're like, here I am to be seen. So you'll manifest a lot faster.
And it feels like this would be a good example of where EMDR could really help as well.
It would, to get it out of the body. That's such a great suggestion, Lila. And we love...
Janelle.
I wanted you to say Janelle Nelson is her name. She's in Carlsbad for anybody who's looking for somebody in the San Diego area. And what I've done up in Mariposa, when I'm there, I've found a therapist up there. And I always say, date your therapists. All of them. Go on dates to see who works the best for you. And then when you find the person who can really pinpoint your blocks and walk through that stuff with you well, or what I do, because I'm uber controlling and I know how to do the work, but I can't do certain things on myself, I'll do the DRE to find my trigger and my block. And then I'll go to them and be like, I specifically need to take this through EMDR with you. But feel free to find somebody.
I am afraid of committing to someone because I have a fear of being controlled and I associate relationships with lack of options and career success. How can I get over this?
Well, reparents are already a good place to start. A fear of being controlled. So the real thing that you're saying there is that you're so, so afraid of having your freedom taken away by something or anything. And in my mind, the first thing I think about, if you were a client and we were working together, I'm like, are you an Aquarius or where's Aquarius in your chart? Because I have a very similar, like, freedom is my spine for everything I do. And so the other really important esoteric thing to know, and this will help tie into your manifestation practice, is nothing and no one can ever control you. It's like pure shadow work. You are only able to be controlled by who you allow, which is yourself, to be controlled. And so what I mean by that is essentially nobody can ever hurt us, right? If we feel pain and we're triggered and we go and do the work on it, we get our power back and therefore it stops happening to us and we stop attracting attracting that experience in, or a certain person treating us that way anymore. Because literally on a subconscious level, we start projecting like, nah, I'm not going to take that anymore. So it stops. Control's the same thing. How from childhood, where did you pick up that you are even able to be controlled? Were you controlled when you were young? What are your parameters for what control actually means to you? Because when you start to get clear on those, and what I mean by this is literally taking the word control in reparent through day 1 to 8 and literally going every single day before you drop in to just have a very subtle notion that you're going to take control with you. You won't obsess over it, but you're just going to allow that to fade in and out of your deep imagining experience, and you'll get a lot of clarity, and then you'll have a far better understanding that you can't really be controlled. You'll reprogram where you are being controlled, and therefore you're going to unlock what you're literally projecting right now that is saying, stay back because you might control me. So therefore you can't manifest it. So you have to go and unlock in reparent. Shadow's a great place to look at it. And if it keeps coming up after that, the DRE is a really good place. Unlock it, get rid of it. There's no true such thing as being controlled. You're just allowing yourself based on old imprintation you picked up that's still looping. That's not your fault.
A lot of shadow comes up while I'm sexually connecting with partners, like rejection. How can we consciously identify these things that come up in a helpful and healthy way?
Yeah, it's tricky because I think everybody feels this in certain ways, you know, and especially, I don't know where you live, but in puritanical founded cultures, like I would say all of the US, it's so prevalent, you know, that there's shame around sex. And then not to mention how we were raised and media, it's just, there's so much there that the way that I like to deal with it, there's a lot of ways that I deal with it. And it's a continual effort for myself as well. I'm especially like, and I think we talk about this, Lila, like we're not super sexual people. We're very heady.
Right.
Yeah. We're just asexual. Like trying to tap in. Yeah. But the shame. So one thing we're doing as a team here that we'll be releasing next year is we're doing, I've recorded a hypnosis for us that I'll be putting out an album next year. And one of them is going to deal with shame and sexuality and body, because what we're really needing after doing shadow work around the shame and after doing the DRE, when the shame comes up, realizing that it really is all of our stuff, the next part of that healing is going to be the reinforcement of refalling in love with our bodies again, reconnecting with our own sexuality and what that truly means again, that isn't what's been reflected to us in media and porn and like all of this stuff, and getting so close to our true authentic needs and nature. Therefore, that's all we're desiring and interacting with, and either our partner or whomever we end up with sexually can really respect that and appreciate it and dance with us well. So look forward to that. But what I would be doing intermittently and in the meantime is working around the shadow to even get clarity. Like, where did I really pick this up and inherit it? It's not me. So that you can peel those onion layers away to really understand who you are sexually, what you truly desire, and how to learn how to start showing up as that. And the authentic roadmap would actually be a really beautiful place to explore this, because it'll take you through, if you have the focus of sexuality while you're going through it, it's going to take you through all the ways that you're being inauthentic to your own sexuality or having shame. But then it's going to take you week by week for 3 months through shadow with sexuality, if that's your focus, and reparent, and the, you know, daily reprogramming. So it really kind of hits all of those out. And then we hope to have the better support for you this next year after you've taken all those layers off of how to now reinforce this newfound self and pure magnetism.
How do you handle disappointment when the things you want don't manifest? Do we need to let go of expectations?
I wish I knew more about that question. So I'm going to talk on it on a couple of ways. Number one, there's the almost manifestation. So it's like you've made your list, you follow the formula of magnetism, and something appears and it's like exactly what you were asking for, but it doesn't stick. What's going on there was it was actually just an expander coming through, showing you that what you want is on the way, but you're just needing a little bit more subconscious opening and space to believe that it's true. So it's a really good sign. Now, when you're just hearing crickets, we have a really good YouTube video on that that you should go and check out, of how you can start to create situational magnetism and harness that energy of what's going on. But there's only three things usually that are the problem. If you're not manifesting what you want, you're not actually truly expanded on the subconscious level, which takes time. It's an art form to learn. B, you're not in your worth about what you're calling in. So you're needing to unblock more and grow your worth through expansion. And C, really, really passing any test around worth. And test, this is something I have to talk about more because I think it's energetic and I don't talk about it enough. Tests are not just like opportunities and people coming at you. They can be energetic. They can be old belief systems that are popping up a lot for you. So what that can look like, you know, for me, I'm kind of getting out of sort of a rock bottom thing that happened. So it re-triggered so many of my old belief things, like things I dealt with for so long. And it's beautiful because I'm being called into this next phase, which is so magical, but I'm having to like navigate the bumpy terrain through myself in the meantime. And so I'm constantly tested by little things like old beliefs that come up that I'm like, dude, I dealt with that. That's not true. Well, now I have to readdress those on a different, deeper level and a heavier level. So I'm being tested with my worth through my subconscious beliefs. So it can be energetic as well. It's like all of a sudden you just notice, you know, a great example, we were at an unblocked village this last weekend and a woman shared that she's been navigating dating and relationships and passing tests and has really done the work and her life has transformed so much. But all of a sudden she's noticing around her people that are taking advantage of her. And what when that happens, not that they're tests per se that seem obvious, like a suitor because she's calling in partnership, but all of a sudden she notices she's being taken advantage of here and by this person and that person. Well, it's not crazy that her father took advantage of her a lot when she was younger and she's needing to really address that on a deeper level of worth. But also when the universe is throwing all of that at you on your peripheral, what's going on is it's like, I have the thing I want to give you, but you need to be in worth with it. So you're really needing to have to show up and no longer allow any of this around on a subconscious projection level. So just know that like tests aren't always an obvious object coming and proposing itself as a new opportunity. And yeah, if you're not manifesting, we have two videos that's crickets and also my manifestations aren't sticking. So go watch those on YouTube. Will be deeper and helpful.
Yeah, I've had a lot of those energetic tests recently.
I know. Do you want to talk about your, are you open to talk about your magic dark where it was like in the flow and then it squeezed and kind of closed a little bit?
Sure, yeah.
And those tests, just to kind of lay that out as an example for people listening.
Sure. So I had, well, am manifesting a famous partner.
Which I'm in full support of because I can't wait to see this materialize.
Yeah, I know. I'm interested. It's kind of like a personal little experiment, but I've always wanted the experience, so why not?
And her core has. This is something actually really important to depict for a minute. You need to be honest with yourself of what you're wanting and not judge it. This is something you learn in the Formula of Magnetism workshop. Like, this process of manifestation has nothing tapped into ego. If your soul is desiring from a core place, not an exterior validation, but a core place to have an experience or desires a certain lifestyle, the moment you can get into that authenticity and really tap into that and start to ask for what you want, you're manifesting and dancing. It's the people who are ignoring that or they've been raised around religion and stuff and shame that makes them feel bad about wanting something like that. Mm-hmm. Get into your truth. Then you get it out of the way and you go, that was nothing and no big deal, you know? So I just want to segue onto that. I think it's really important for people to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I at first had this want or this to manifest this, but I was shameful of it and I like would always kind of like laugh it off like it was a joke, but I had to really realize that it's not coming from ego. So I've been manifesting this famous partner and I had a bunch of tests come through where it was like one weekend, four ex lovers of mine reached out. So that I said no to all of them. And then there were a few other things I can't quite remember, but a few little things were coming through that were kind of pushing me along this path. And then all of a sudden it was just this magic dark. And so I was kind of, you know, like eagerly anticipating what was going to come, how long this magic dark would last. And then I had two prospects come through. And I think they were energetic tests because they didn't have everything on my list, but I just kind of was like running out of, it wasn't that I had totally lost trust, but I just had kind of run out of patience because I'm really impatient. So I was like, well, I'll make this one work. So I kind of jumped on both of them and they just kind of disappeared on me, which, you know, because they were energetic tests that I just got a little too excited and tried to force into reality.
Totally. That is so good for people to know who are manifesting. That is the quickest thing that'll like close your magic dart hose.
And it's like, did.
And Lila was like, what happened? Yeah. Everything was flowing. But this is so good for people to understand.
Yeah. And it was a great lesson too, because I, you know, it's just not to settle, because these, you know, they may have been quasi famous, but they didn't have other things on my list. So really staying true to my values and knowing that it'll come when it's meant to come. So I've been expanding and hopefully back on my magic dark soon.
Do you want to share with people too what you've been expanding on that you notice is still kind of blocking you? Because that helps people, I think, in the process, only if you feel comfortable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the first step was just seeing, you know, I'm going to call myself like a normal, but seeing normals who have partnerships with people who are famous and kind of understanding how those stories happen, just to, you know, expand my subconscious mind to understand that it could be a reality for me. But then also, you know, really understanding why the little pieces still left inside me that are causing me to believe that I'm not deserving of this kind of partnership. And really it has a lot to do with body image, because I think a lot, you know, and it's all in your mind, regardless of what your body looks like.
Completely.
So it's just a lot of reprogramming. But I had noticed that a lot of the relationships I had seen kind of in that scene, the women all, you know, in my own perception of body are very thin, very fit. And in my own personal perception of my body, I felt like I didn't fit that type. And that, so now that I've been able to uncover that one block or that one limiting belief that's still holding me back from truly feeling worthy of this manifestation, you know, my next step is now to really work on unblocking that. So
I love that. And I think it's just, yeah, all of that's so important for the person who's manifesting. Like, it gives you licensing to just ask for what you want. I mean, before, when I was manifesting Max, I'm going to level the playing field and be super honest. I was raised in an environment that was like, marry for money, make sure the guy is successful and all of these things. And so when I called in my partner on my list, I was like, must make over $200,000 a year. And it wasn't a monetary thing, to be quite honest. But in my past relationship experience, one of the big roadblocks to having a family and getting married was he would always say, like, how are we going to afford school for a kid in LA? And how are we ever going to buy a house? And I was like, well, I'm not there yet. So whoever I manifest in better be capable of this. And I just got truthful with my needs. I knew I wanted a family and partner. And then the beautiful thing was, which will most likely be the case for Lila, was the moment that I manifested Max, who like reached my list, I totally became like successful and the company did well. And like, I have all the things and we're like completely separate of everything financially, everything. So it's not like I just honored my needs. And then when I came together with Max, he actually was a massive expander for what I could do in business and what was possible. And I imagine, because Lila's been curious about like taking acting classes mm-hmm. and stuff, that it's not crazy that when you do manifest this experience, that they're probably also going to serve as a massive expander. And if you guys didn't catch last week's episode with Beth, that was exactly her experience. She was like waiting tables and was with her boyfriend, and he was already on a show and doing well, he was her expander. Mm-hmm. Now look at her. She's doing great.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I just want to make that note for the people tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll keep you posted.
I know, we're like following your journey. Yeah.
We'll see. Let's see, what are we on? Okay. How specific do we need to be with our expanders? Will it hold me back if I'm not super specific?
Well, the expanders are, I know they can be tricky for people, but the thing you want to be most specific in is the fragmentation of what you're needing expanding in. So for instance, if you are, you know, I'll give a great example of, you know, somebody at this manifestation village last weekend. She's doing well in her career, but she grew up with parents that lived to extremes. So the mom never had money and always worried about money and, you know, had a job that didn't pay very well. And then the father was different. He was like extravagant with money, but he's like, you have to work really hard to get it. And so she's kind of manifested both experiences. She had that, and now she has an experience where she is doing well, but she still feels like you have to hustle and work so hard. And now she's starting to expand the like fragment that she doesn't need to work hard and she can be successful. All of it's true in a reality. Whatever we show our subconscious can be our truth and reality. And so for her, she's needing fragmentation of expanders who are in her career that have the lifestyle that she desires, but they don't have to work hard and they've done well, even if it's through investing, even if it's through the arts or whatever. Those fragment expanders are the really important key component. So again, if you're manifesting a relationship and the people that are showing up don't feel like the closest to your reality as possible, what you're really needing the belief on is the fragmentation. So if it's the communication bit where you're like, oh, I bet I could have that relationship, you know, but I just don't know if I could ever have somebody who communicates well to me. That's the fragment you're actually needing the most expansion in. Witnessing this relationship still helping your subconscious expand, but you're really needing to go out and find now the relationship with the communication. It might not have to have all of the other components of like the other things on your list in this relationship, but it does have the communication. So that's one thing I want to give licensing to, is really looking around the fragmentation. So making sure that you're finding the fragment, even if you are seeing like the overall thing what you want, but also really making sure that you're then finding the more specifics. That's what helps you expand the quickest. And you can find them truly, truly anywhere. It can be in movies, it can be social media, it can be in real life. The moment, I will say this is a really big key, when you start working on your worth around the specific area of what you're calling in, and you also use the formula magnetism to call in expanders the same way you would for like a partner, they will start to just show up in your life when you grow your worth and are energetically projecting a more similar worth level of what you're calling in. So that's another keynote to it.
I closed a stream of income that I was out of alignment with. And since then, I've been losing money to scams and creating debt. What's going on?
Not expanded. That's all it is. You're just not expanded enough, you know. And so if you're also receiving scams, you're also not unblocked enough in the area. Because tell me what they are, schemes and debt?
Scams and creating debt.
Yeah, scams and creating debt. So what that tells me is that you haven't done enough of the work around whatever about you is able to be taken advantage of on a subconscious level. So you're needing to do opulence around that and really figure out, or reparent, or just the DRE to get right to the specific. All three of those are going to help you. You need to get down to the specific of where you picked up. Maybe it was that you witnessed your mom, you know, being susceptible to scams. Maybe your dad created businesses that were scams, or vice versa. The genders are reversed, or you saw it in an aunt. There's something down there where you're able to be taken advantage of in terms of scams. So you need to really go look at that. There's also something down there that believes the only way you can have money is if you're in debt, like creating credit card debt and living off of it. So the three things that are going on there is that you're not expanded enough before you close these portals. And you should have had a fuck you fund before you did that as well. And then also that you still on a subconscious level have blocks around debt and scams. That's what's up there. So personally, I really, really, and I try to mention this in most everything that has to do with money, do not leave the job until you have a fuck you fund. Do not leave the job until you're expanded. Do not close down the revenue streams. This manifestation process is so different from think positive and visualize, because what that all sets you up for, if you're not totally prepared, is you will be jaded to believe that it's possible the next time you want to go and start a new company or go and do this thing. You need to do the right steps in order to make sure that you're attracting in the experience to support yourself. And why the fuck you fund is so important, which again, I'll reiterate, is 6 to 9 months of it can be 3 to 9 months of the exact same income that you need monthly sitting in savings, so that you're able to dance with the universe and you're able to pass tests and to go through the magic darks. You have some security there that's not going to make you shrink your self-worth when you're doing that. So it is so, so, so important to have those in play. And it's so important to be unblocking. The universe is, it's like your body. When your body is ill, it's showing you through symptoms what it's not agreeing with. You know, whether it's not agreeing with your environment, whether it's not agreeing with the food you're eating, whether it's not agreeing with energy in your life, with ways that you're being out of alignment with yourself, the universe will always show you the same thing. It's so, it's not obvious. It's obvious to me because I have the gift of seeing it, but it's so clear is a better word to put. If you're attracting in experiences that create debt and you're attracting in experiences that feel like scams, it's so clearly showing you in the subconscious level what you need to work through always. That's why never, ever push away your negative feelings. They're literally like a sound horn being like, you're attracting me because down below you believe this is what you're worth. Follow those leads through the DRE and work through them, work through them, work through them. Right now we're holding a 30-day challenge. You can go find it on the blog of 30 days every single day, we're all unblocking through the DRE, and we're using the formula of magnetism right now to call in our 2019 intentions. The DRE exercise is inside the formula of magnetism. So jump on that, work through this. We're not just doing it because we like to create extra work for ourselves. We're tired over here. But anyways, you're awesome. You're worth it. You can definitely have this this portal closed and opening portals to what you want, but you do have to do the work to be prepared and have the savings to do it.
Is it normal for the same memories to keep coming up in the DRE? Does this mean it's not completely healed?
It is totally normal for that to happen. And if it's happening, it does mean that it's not totally healed yet. It means that it's still bothering you, not bothering you, but it's still looping and creating a projection for you. The way that I would go about it is I would take a little bit of a week break from this particular trigger that's coming up for you, just, and maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks on this one particular trigger, and pull up maybe something around this trigger that's a little bit different. But I would give it a break because we're really smart on a subconscious level. In a way, our brains are so smart that they're trying to just save us and keep us safe at all times. That's why it uses fear and low self-worth. It doesn't want you to hurt yourself again the same way that you have in the past. So it's really smart about bringing things forward to be like, nope, don't do that. You're afraid of that. Don't run into that fire because that could hurt you. You know, it's really smart about that. So if you want to take a little bit of a break and address some other triggers, usually what will tend to happen if you kind of put it down for a bit and don't focus on it too much, there are so many states of the day that we're in a hypnotic state. We're driving and we zone out and we can't remember the last four blocks we just drove by. That's when we're in a hypnotic state. When we're watching TV, we're in a hypnotic state. When we are meditating, we're in a hypnotic state. There's so many states that we go through during the day that I would be so surprised if a different way to tackle this didn't present itself when you were no longer focusing on it. Because that's what tends to happen for me. I don't know if you can speak to that, Lila, it's ever happened to you, but clarity will hit me out of nowhere of how to really truly address something and get rid of it for good. Mm-hmm. So I would put it down for a little bit, keep doing your DRE on other triggers or triggers around the situation. But it's not healed yet totally. And the goal to heal it shouldn't be the ultimate goal. The goal to feel worthy about the experience should be the ultimate goal. Healing things, do they ever really go away for good? I mean, some stuff does for me because I'll be like, I can't even remember what happened. So I know that my brain's let it go. That literal neural pathway will be gone. But more than healing, yes, heal the experience so that the energetic that's the most important is that you now feel worthy in that experience. You have your worth back of whatever happened. You have your respect and deservingness back. That's the ultimate goal. So if this memory does keep coming up, just make sure that you're working on it in a way that you're feeling worthy, that you're reinforcing that you're worthy and deserving and that you are respected. That's more importantly if it keeps presenting itself.
Sometimes I'll have the same memory come up, but I'll perceive it in a different way. Same. During the DRE. And it's almost kind of cool to like see how
all the different, I agree, angles.
Exactly. I've realized that I have a pattern of self-sabotage, like acting helpless to get attention. Is this a common block of manifestation? If so, what can I do to face it?
Well, yeah, acting helpless to get attention. We all do different things to get attention in our lives where we weren't receiving them when we were little, right? Like you can be sick all the time. Maybe that was the only time your parents tended to you, or your mom, she focused on wellness so much. So that was the way that you could get her attention to really love you and receive your love. It happens in so many different ways. Some of us are perfectionists because that's when we're loved, or, you know, and so helplessness is just another thing you picked up and learned. And yes, it's 100% important to change that through reparenting, through shadow, and through the DRE after you finish those two. So a really, really great way to go about this is actually the perfect way to navigate this is using the free roadmap. You know, it's not free, but it's called the free roadmap. Roadmap. And you would use that because it's going to take you through and show you how to literally never need something else again to feel like you're in your power. You'll learn how to no longer settle. You're basically learning how to become totally autonomous and trust the universe, but it's going to take you specifically through reparent, shadow, and the DRE. And it like takes you through week by week of it. So it has to go, because what creates our magnetism? And if it didn't mess with magnetism, I'd be like, fine, that's just your love link. Like, who cares? But if you're really wanting to manifest things, and especially if you're wanting to manifest love and money, what you're communicating and projecting on a subconscious level, when you're like, I'm helpless, other people have to do it for me, you're literally saying to the universe, not saying, you're just projecting that I'm not worthy and strong enough and deserving enough to accomplish this on my own. Therefore, I need to put my power in other people to have what I want. Another way to look at it energetically, like the way that I see things in my mind works, you can look at it like kind of the manifestation portals. So the money portals when you're in opulence. So if you are like, the only way I can get things done is if I'm helpless and other people do them for me, it's like having a portal only open to your significant other, meaning like you're a stay-at-home parent, or you're just, you know, your other person supports you. And if that's what you want, great. If that's what you're manifesting, awesome. That you got it. But if you're somebody who's like, no, I want to be self-made, or I want to be successful in my career, you have to literally close down that portal from your significant other and start to open up a portal where the universe is now your bank and your employer. So the same thing goes for when you're projecting helplessness in order to get attention. You're literally saying, I'm not lovable unless somebody gives me attention for not being able to do something. And that is like, like total dim magnetism. So you can do this. You're awesome. You just learned this somewhere. And I've definitely gone through phases of that. I grew up with a grandmother who was like a feminist and ballsy, but she also like needed everybody to wait on her hand and foot. And my grandfather had to make certain money. And I had to reprogram all of that stuff to be like, no, I'm a boss. I can have what I want and do what I want. And you can too.
I am trapped in a toxic work situation, and I hold a lot of rage, resentment, shame, and pain. I do all of your work, therapy, and I also write down all of my triggers every day.
Awesome.
Do I need to leave the work environment in order to actually get healing?
100%. If we stay in the, and again, you need to save up a fuck you fund, and you need to be expanding to your next environment, or you need a bridge job, which is going to be something that you feel worthy of and qualified for, that you pivot into and do for work until you save up enough of a fund and expand enough to jump into your career and passion of choice. I'm saying that is a total prerequisite, has to happen before you go. But when we stay in the same environment that's making us feel small, may it be a relationship, a parent dynamic, may it be a job, a relationship with ourselves, our own negative self-talk, what's happening, just pure neuroscience, we're just reinforcing our smallness. It means we're going to have to work so much harder in order to overcompensate for that. So what I would suggest in your situation is obviously find, you know, follow one of those things, a fuck you fund or a bridge job, and get out of there. And that's when like the real heavy lifting is going to start, because you're going to be out of that environment. And now you kind of, you have PTSD. You have to go and heal your PTSD. And then that's like the first layer, and then put yourself into the worthy layer of deservingness after that. But it's totally doable. And you're definitely, the only reason you would be in that environment is because the universe wants to give you something greater or better. We have a whole workshop coming out called Up Level in December. It launches on the 26th to like really prepare people for the new year. And you would be taking the rut course. Like when you're in a rut, it's the only reason the universe has you in that environment is because you have been consciously or unconsciously asking for something greater, and you are literally still not feeling deserving enough. So it's like, I'm going to make this worse and worse and worse and worse until you jump out of the nest so that I can start to connect with what you want. So your jumping out of the nest will be a bridge fund, or leaving with a fuck you fund, and then really hitting home with all of that work you're already doing to get rid of any of the PTSD. That should only take a month, 2 months, 3 months. And then now moving up, leveling the next work you'll be doing, which is starting to deserve the things you want when you're reprogramming.
Yeah, I felt pretty similar in my past job. And as soon as I left it, so much came through.
Yeah, tell us what happened with that, because you manifested this right away.
Yeah.
But give us your experience, because it helps the thousands of people like I was. Oh my God, I was in such abusive jobs before. Oh,
yeah,
worst.
I was very unhappy in my job. Even though it had some stuff that I was interested in doing, I just was very, very unhappy and not treated very well. And so I knew I wanted to leave, but it was kind of a strange, sticky situation. So I started sort of setting up a little bit of a safety net for myself. So I picked up a lot of babysitting jobs, and I tried to, like, even though I wasn't making much money, I tried to like save whatever I possibly could save. And then one day I just was like, you know what? I need to jump off this cliff because it's never going to end. So finally I just pressed send on the email, and it was crazy. As soon as that was over, like the next week, I started working this other job that I really, really enjoyed. And then like a month later, this came through. And then I took a step back to kind of take inventory of everything I'd come through. And I compared my current situation now with like what I had been wanting. And it literally to a T was exactly what I wanted, down to like how much money I was making, which was crazy.
Wow.
But it really took just me getting out of that situation where I constantly felt small.
Totally. And it's so hard. I mean, oh my God, like how hard it was for me to even get out of serving. And when I worked at the Laugh Factory on Sunset, it was so abusive the way that the owner and the staff treated like the servers. I mean, I still am such good friends with the girls that I serve there with today. And I felt so, my worth was so low. And I had grown up with a mom who, she's a paramedic, but she also was a server and then became an EMT and then a paramedic. Those are still shift-based jobs. You know what I mean? It's like you're in a shift. You're like making a shift hour, and they're fantastic jobs, but she doesn't love what she does. She certainly doesn't love what she does anymore. And so in my mind, I was like, this is all I can ever have and do. And after Laugh Factory, I went into another serving job, and the universe is like, I'm going to make this one worse because you're not getting it. And then that's when I really jumped off of a cliff, and that's when I quit acting. It's also the same time that I taught preschool for a year, which was even worse than both of them, because the universe is like, she really isn't getting it, that she's supposed to be an entrepreneur and she has the tools she needs. She just needs to grow her self-worth and expand and to do doing it. So thank you for sharing that example, Lila. It's so helpful for people.
I hope so. I always attract romantic partners that breach emotional boundaries and leech onto my energy. How can I close that portal so I never attract that again?
Say it to me one more time. I'm sorry. I started channeling and things were going through and I'm like not listening.
I always attract romantic partners that breach emotional boundaries and leech onto my energy. How can I close that portal so I never attract that again?
Figure out which parent you were enmeshed with when you were young. It's that simple. And so what enmeshment means is that through one of your caretakers that you were growing up with, you served as their significant other, meaning that, you know, like a great example with my mom and I love my mom. She's so amazing. And she, even though she struggles with addiction today, she's still the one person my whole life who, no matter what, was like, do whatever you need to do. You can be whatever you need to be in a lot of ways, and gave me the freedom to just explore that. So she really broke a lot of cycles in her own family. But just as a bystander of being an 18-year-old mother who was so poor, I slept in the same bed with her until I was like, I mean, like 11. It was crazy. And it was just out of like, we were in one bedroom apartments or whatever. It was out of convenience. It wasn't even like anything weird was going on. But I've served, you know, in many ways as my mom's like partner at times. And I've served as my mom's, you know, mom as times, and all these roles that happen. And so when you can start to figure out, and there's great books on this, just go into Amazon and type enmeshed parent and things will come up. And many of us were parented this way. It's not our parents' faults. It's just what they were raised like. And it's up to us to break the cycle. But when you figure out who you were enmeshed with and you start to do that work, both simultaneously, codependency and enmeshment with reparent and shadow, watch what magic starts to happen, because you're going to learn how to create boundaries and that's no longer acceptable for you. First, on the subconscious level, it's why you need to be doing reparent when you do it, because none of the things you'll be working with will fully address that on a subconscious level. It'll be mostly intellectualized and, you know, in a conscious state. So you really need to go back through reparent and be like, that wasn't okay. I need boundaries here. Like, you need to show your subconscious, like, I'm not taking this anymore. Even if while you're down there, you literally like draw a circle around yourself and nobody's allowed to come into that space without asking for your permission, whether that's emotionally, physically, financially, you know, so it's just because somewhere you were growing up, it could have even been a sister or a brother, you grew up enmeshed with someone, or you watched your parents enmeshed with somebody. Something there is going on. And when you break that and reprogram it, you'll stop attracting that experience as well. It's really important to expand through healthy relationships that have the boundaries that you want.
I'm struggling to manifest abundance in all areas of my life. How can I do the work when I'm doubting myself so much?
Ooh, it's a good one. Do up-leveling. When we launch it, it's all about this. You'll be taking the rut there. So in up-leveling, I'm so preemptively sharing this. I think the signups will open up on the 25th or 6th of this month for it, but basically, we're creating a workshop for 3 people. And I noticed after those eclipses, so many clients, us, everyone I was around, my friends, it was like people hit such crazy rock bottom. So I was like, I have to put out a full course on how to navigate a rock bottom because it is such a magical time to connect with your manifestations very quickly. Like even myself who went through one not too long ago where I've been asking for really big things and the universe was like, you sure you have the nervous system to handle that? Are you sure you can be seen that big? Are you sure that you're strong enough for this? And I was like, fuck, am I sure? And it really swept out all of my rug of security underneath me, but I knew exactly how to navigate it, even when I was unsure. And my poor team, like everybody around, I had to lean on them. I'm still doing it in ways. It's getting better all the time. But guess what happened when I navigated it? Like a book and an agent came through. I mean, all sorts of shit. A better contractor came through for a better price that's within budget of what we want for the free and native house. And I was so afraid of that. Like so many things are coming through in my life on a bigger scale where I have to like put on my big girl pants and like really go to the next level. So we're creating it for the rock bottomer. We're also creating it for the person in the rut who's just like in a down and out cycle they cannot get out of. There's very certain energetics you go through for that. And then we're also creating one for the third person, which is the next level, or it's the person that's magnetic and manifesting, but they want to pump it to the next level. And the beauty is you'll get all of those in one workshop and you'll be able to go throughout the cycles of the year, because we shift through all of those. I do in 1 year. I shift through those cycles. You'll be able to be like rock bottoms right now before 2019. But in 3 months, you'll be like, man, I just feel like I'm magnetic, but I can take this to the next level. You'll go back in and do that one. So it'll be like 3 workshops in one. And that's the best way to answer this is there is hope. You're not broken. I've gone through many phases of which you are in your life of complete low self-worth and down and out. And you absolutely can manifest. So I just want to say that, and we're literally creating this workshop for you. So
I'm interrupting quickly this fantastic episode to answer the question that we receive maybe once a day, where to start. I'm into this manifestation process, but I have no idea where to start. Of course, you can go to the Start Here page that's directly on the blog, and that will give you a video of where to walk through, what to do first, but I'll give you a little run through now. It really, truly depends on why you are here and what your intention is. Say you're here to call in a relationship, you would start with unblocked partnership. Say you're here for money and career, you would start with unblocked opulence. Say you're here because you genuinely just want to set all of your manifestations, creating your list and learning the actual process of how to dance with the universe, you would then want to start with the formula and magnetism, which I truly argue I think everybody should start with. We sent out a survey a few months ago, and truthfully, the main reason why people weren't manifesting, they were stuck, is because they didn't actually learn the process of manifestation. So that's another place to start. Now, if you're wanting to learn the actual 4 pillars of magnetism, you would start with the roadmaps, which are free, authentic, integrated, and expanded. And those are wonderful because it's kind of like if you were working with me directly. They give you a 3-month outline with week-by-week steps of how to act on the physical plane, the conscious plane, as well as the subconscious plane. They actually walk you through in depth the reparent, shadow, and the daily reprogramming exercise as well. And that starts at $30. If you are a parent who is like, oh my God, where do I jump in? I don't have time. I take care of my kids all day. I'm a student. I don't have time. A really great place to start is with the manifestation class I teach every 2 weeks, answering everybody's questions, that is highly informative. transformative called Supported. And that just starts at $3.99 a month. And you can either watch the video or you can listen to it on the go like a podcast. So start anywhere that's calling to you. And we would like to offer you a break that we're not offering anywhere else using the code MAGNETIC. All one word, lowercase, and that will give you 10% off of your first purchase aside from Supported. So enjoy. Back to the episode.
A lot of my blocks are survival mechanisms I developed at a young age to avoid my empathetic and sensitive nature because I didn't want to feel sadness and pain. How can I be open and release blocks while still protecting myself and my emotions?
Are you me? I feel like you're like writing about me. There's a lot of ways. Number one, letting go is a huge component for you. And what I mean by that, there's a great book on it, Letting Go by David Hawken, I think is the author's name. And what it teaches you to do, it's almost the most simple method on the planet, but it's how to feel your feelings fully. Because if you don't, the stagnation gets stuck in your body. It's what creates, I'll argue, illness. It creates blocks and stagnations in your life, like blocks in your aura. So the biggest thing to learn through that is you have to feel everything fully. I spent so many years avoiding it because to feel, you know, what's really funny, when I worked with Alexis Smart, and I still continue to, I cannot rave about doing flower remedies enough. I was the person who was like, ugh, I've tried Bach flower remedies. They don't do anything. The key was you have to have the perfect remedy for yourself. So that's why doing a session with her is so important when you're having a remedy made or you're going to get one of her already current remedies. And she asked me this really specific question in our session that was so funny. She was like, do you ever, because she goes through and finds your type, just like human design does. There's like types and minerals. I'm a phosphorus, but I had layers of these other things on. She's like, do you ever have recurring dreams of like a wave that's coming to get you and then you wake up? And my biggest recurring dream and fear is tsunamis. It's my biggest fear, or like ships that are stuck up on a huge wave. And she was like, oh yeah, that's a lot of grief you've never processed. You're so afraid that if that crashes down on you, you're so sensitive that you won't be able to get back up out of that place. And I was like, yeah. And a huge component to dealing with while you're doing all this unblocked work, I mean, go get a flower remedy because it's helped tremendously very quickly. But while you're doing the unblocked work, so you're doing reparent, right? Because you were so empathic and sensitive, and it's so important to go through that. It is also so important that you're giving yourself space to feel everything that's coming up and create safe space around it. Like maybe it's nights that nobody's home if you have that luxury, or if you can go out to nature for an hour and you do, you know, day one of reparent or three, and then you're going to probably have a lot come up for you. The way to feel it is literally feel it. Don't avoid it. Let it go through your heart. I like to picture my heart opening and everything just seeping out of it. And it overtakes you and it's hard, but it lasts for about 15 seconds and moves into something else. It moves in, and that's his whole theory. If we just felt everything and let it go through us like a wave, nothing would continue to be stuck. And like EMDR, the way that I understand it, when Janelle explained it to us, when we experience trauma of any kind, apparently the person who founded EMDR is that our eyes lock as humans, right? Like animals shake out their trauma. That's what like TRE is, right? They shake it out so it no longer is in their nervous system, in their body, but we lock. And so a really important thing to do to process it out of the body, out of the aura, out of, I argue that you need to do subconscious work to fully get it out of the subconscious. Do the subconscious work and feel it out of your body fully. Feel it, like ride the wave, and in about 15 to 30 seconds, it's going to move into a new wave. Do not let that stuff just stick. It needs to move, because if you think of your aura, if you think of your energetic body, all that stuff's just sitting in the way, and like things need to be parted for stuff to come through. So you're not alone. I hear you, and I'm you.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah.
I give more than receive in my relationship with my boyfriend, who has depression and PTSD, and my business is also struggling financially. It was already failing before his problems came up, so letting him go doesn't seem like the right thing to fix it. Can I keep this relationship and work more on blocking my own limiting beliefs around money, or is this hurting me?
This kind of goes back to like Donna James, the podcast to listen to, or the Supported video to watch, because we did both with her, is you're the nurturer. And love and money are so connected. They're so tied. And I know that I don't know if he has PTSD and depression and, you know, things are coming up for him. I would argue that he probably goes through cycles of this. I would argue you're probably an empath as well. And it's starting to learn tools and boundaries that don't allow their energetic boundaries that means you don't put the priorities of his health before your own and your career. So to unpack this a little bit more, if you're a sensitive person, if you're an empath, you are automatically, even if he's in the house, you're going to be feeling everything he feels. You're going to be wanting to fix everything he's going through. And then if you have the stress of your company on top of it, it's another thing you don't have energetic boundaries with. So you're going to feel all the struggles and the failure with your company. So what's really needing to happen here is learning how to create boundaries around both. So ways to do that are carving out space and time 1,000% for yourself, starting to really evaluate what you deserve and don't deserve, and having truth around that. Honestly, it sounds selfish, but deserving means that you deserve every single thing you want in your life, and nothing else can come before that. And that's true autonomy. So like if you were to navigate this with a particular workshop, something I would really look into is authentic, doing that roadmap and working it through all of the programs together and really looking at where am I not being authentic to myself in my life? Where am I not creating enough space for myself in my life? Where am I not creating enough boundaries for myself in my life? And I would pick up for sure a book on codependency. I would start to work with a therapist on codependency if you can, or pick up books. But you are needing more than anything to communicate to the universe a force field where other things aren't allowed to determine your deservingness and your worth. Because right now they're all like, so maybe leaving your partner, any of that's not the answer, but there's definitely unblocking that needs to happen. And there's definite energetic boundaries and deservingness that has to shift in order to start to manifest something different.
All right. So here are some questions that we received on Instagram. The first one: can you talk about the energetics of subconscious resistance and manifestation?
Resistance, subconscious resistance. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why that's going on. One that's just like purely obvious is that, and this can be both scientific, you know, we can talk about like the neuroscience around it, or we can talk about the spirituality around it. The ego hates to have die off because the ego is what keeps us safe. It's our onion, it's our shell. So if you're going to do something to address it, it won't have a real job anymore, right? That's what we're really doing, is unlocking our ego. And I don't mean in the sense that we become detached and egoless from material plane and physical plane. I mean that we no longer need insecurity, shame, pain, and, you know, low self-worth to run for us, to keep us quote unquote safe. So that's more of like the spiritual plane of why we can feel resistance, you know, where it's like there's an underlining fear there. Then subconsciously, our nervous system, just the way that it's wired, because we've been operating in such a pattern for so long. I don't know if anybody else does TM or Vedic meditation, but something that happened to me in my practice for quite a while was that when I would start to dip in, I started to feel like a sense of resistance and anxiety. And what was going on was a part, just simple neural pathways were dying off that didn't need to feel anxious or worried. But my nervous system was like, no, this is how we support you. We control your environment. So it's a level of control that's starting to release. So people, I'll speak for myself, I was fearing this new plane of feeling a little out of control, because things that keep me rigid through pain and shame and low self-worth and keep me in my ways of security were starting to die off. So I started to feel out of control and therefore feel resistant to my meditation practice. It took me a while to figure out what was going on. So subconscious resistance, like let's say things aren't showing up, it can be stuff that's super, super blocked and completely like we blacked out on as a kid because it was very painful for us. It doesn't have to be like abuse or anything, the trauma. It can just be that we were highly sensitive beings that left our bodies because something we were experiencing was too overwhelming for our sensory, you know, gifts. So that's one thing that can be going on. Another is super fear, the fear of the unknown, scared to touch on old things that might really hurt us, afraid of what we'll find down there, fear of letting go of our ego, fear of letting go of pain and shame because it's what keeps us safe. I mean, I could keep going, but all I want to say to answer this is push through it. That's all I want to say, because the benefits at the end are really important. And maybe if reprogramming is not totally helping you all of the way, do it in addition to other supports. I do it now in addition to EMDR, or if NLP helps you a lot, do it in addition to that, you know? So I just believe whatever you're doing, you really need to bring the subconscious forward to do it. And these programs are so specifically designed to target very specific things in manifestation. So I would definitely encourage you to at least work through the program once and revisit it often. But mm-hmm. I would advise to work through it at least once so you really know what you're targeting if you're going to be doing another thing in a subconscious state. But it's like eating well or working out, push through your resistance to get what you want.
Next question is, I'm suddenly bombarded with tons of dates and men, and I'm crushing on everyone. Why is that?
And then what was the last part? That's awesome. What did it say?
Why?
You're magnetic. You did something subconsciously to step into your worth. Bam. I don't know what it was. Maybe you looked in the mirror that day and you decided, fuck it, I'm worth it. Like maybe it finally clicked and, you know, your retina met your subconscious and your brain and you registered it. And now it's what you're believing and projecting on a subconscious level. But you did something to mess with your worth. Also, Venus is in retrograde. So sounds like a lot of things are being thrown your way. I don't know if you've been calling in partnership. I mean, I don't know the circumstances, but just make sure you're navigating it in your worth. Getting very intentional about what you want, saying no to the things you don't want, like really communicating to the universe, I have all this coming at me, why not get what I fully want? So just make sure to be present with that.
And how do you reprogram a feeling in the daily reprogramming exercise? I don't get images with triggers, just feelings.
Ooh, this is great. So when I'm down there and this happens to me, what I do, it's like a little bit of somatic work. So it's not very hard to do any somatic process. So I'll teach you what to do. Essentially, when you're down there and if images aren't coming up to you and it's just a feeling, don't force an image. Number one, lean into the feeling in that relaxed theta, you know, state or alpha state, like really relax into it and just really sit with the feeling where it's at, whatever part of body, let's say you're feeling it in your stomach, like address what part of my body am I feeling this feeling in, kind of lean into that feeling and sit with it until something sparks a specific. So a form of that could be like, oh, I'm really feeling this in the line between my heart and my stomach. I'm just going to sit with it while I'm in the subconscious state and sit with it and then allow from there. Some clarity will come to you. There's no way that some form of clarity won't come because your brain is always trying to identify what's going on inside of you to keep you safe. So at some point, something's going to present itself. Do not judge whatever comes forward. It's exactly what you need to be working on. So it's going to be a memory of a situation or something that you experienced at that point in time that represents this feeling attached to it. But just sit with it and breathe until it presents itself. Then work with whatever that is. That's going to be the clarity of exactly what you're needing to work with in that moment and just allowing yourself to sit with it until it comes and not forcing it. It's like, I don't know, for some women, orgasming, like getting out of your head, just totally getting into your body and just letting it come. Pun intended.
Yeah, literally.
Pun intended. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Okay, cool, guys. Well, this was so fun. And thank you so much for joining us today. This is what Supported is like. It's a format that looks a little bit different when you're in the class because I'm sitting against a table and speaking to you directly. But if you do want to hear every time that I do this class, I have an opening theme that I'm noticing in the collective. And then at the very end, I give a 2-week exercise that's more manifestation exercises that I like people to do on the 2 weeks we're off. So if you do want to go experience that, head over, join Supported and pop in and you'll get that in there. But thank you so much, Lila, for asking the questions.
Thank you for having me, Lindsay.
And I hope you guys have an awesome weekend.
Thank you so much for joining today. And if today's episode piqued your curiosity about manifestation, head over to freeandnative.com and click on Start Here, where you'll find a video of me giving you all of my recommendations of how to navigate manifestation from here on out. And again, if you liked it, please comment below, review, and share with a fellow manifester. And if you're looking for the like-minded community that you might be manifesting, head over to our Facebook group called The Secret Society. You can find that on our homepage. And make sure to sign up for our newsletter, where we send out new manifestation content and how to digest it and put it into practice twice a month. Have a beautiful day.